Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. And joining us on the Street Beat this morning is John Cowell of Duncan and Callis. And due to the rash of suicides in our local community, we are talking about suicide prevention. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. First, explain the importance of suicide awareness in our community.
Well, I mean, just alone in the past 2 months, we've had 4 suicides hit close to home. All male, all under 40. 2 of these were vets. 1 was a 14-year-old. I just feel it's our community, and it needs to be addressed.
Hmm. And what's your role in helping the community acknowledge the importance of suicide awareness?
I mean, basically my role is just simply caring enough to do what it takes to help keep, you know, my community safe.
And how can people learn more about the importance of this subject?
Well, I'm glad you actually asked that, Lupe, because we actually have an event that's taking place next Wednesday, February 10th. 6:30 to 8 p.m. It's going to be online via Zoom. It's actually called Supporting Mental Health and Suicide Prevention in Down East Maine, a community forum, which is basically going to be very informational. We want the community, not just our community, but we want other communities to be involved in this, so we're trying to get the word around. There's going to be a panel of people that are going to provide a lot of resources, a lot of things that, it's all said and done, the takeaways are going to be like, hey, very mind-blowing, but at the same time, we'll be able to be impactful enough to help people.
Who's going to be leading the event?
The guy's name is Greg Marley, he represents NAMI Maine. He's actually the director of suicide prevention.
Who in the panel will be involved with making this meeting impactful?
There's going to be representatives from AMHC, Callis Hospital, Callis Police Department, Callis High School, Woodland High School, a couple people from, you know, other representatives from NAMI Maine, VA Suicide, the president coordinator, Indian Township School, and probably a couple more that I don't know about yet.
So what do you personally want to see come out of this event?
I want to see, you know, more people feeling protected than abandoned. I feel that this is a way for our community to be stronger. I feel that this is going to create more available resources and contacts for other communities as well. And I just feel that through this, I feel that all of us can be unified and help each other out.
Have you ever had any experience with this in your life as far as anybody you know?
I had actually a close friend of mine. He was actually my assistant manager that was involved with the suicide. So yes, it has been pretty much close to home.
Mm. Did you notice any signs or anything?
Didn't know anything about the signs until after I did research and gone to events and even decided that, you know, I mean, I was actually going to do my own event called Mattern, which is wanting to help people and just to let people know, so share my knowledge of what I've known about different signs, and which is weird because a lot of these signs are everyday conversations that you would not even in a million years think that they're actually triggers.
Now, as you're going about, now that you have some of this information, when you're talking to people and maybe employees or just friends, do you think about that sometimes?
I think about it a lot because it's just what we face today. You know what I mean? It's like the fear of the not knowing. You know what I mean? And if I can have a conversation with somebody about an experience, which is part of my experience, then it kind of, I feel it opens eyes up. I feel that it's in some way uplifting to know that this guy's willing to share his story. This guy's willing to share information on how, if I have a problem, who to go to, rather than me just saying, I don't know. Now I have information and tools and saying, hey, listen, if you're having a problem or if you need to talk to somebody, here's the numbers.
Are there a couple things that help you? I mean, you manage Duncan. Are there things personally that help you to stay motivated and keep a good frame of mind?
I would just say just the fact that, like, I've called myself a people person. I like people, and I know working with my staff what energy level these guys have. And if something's off, then it does. It gives me a way to say, hey, you know, Joe comes to work, he's always upbeat and stuff like that. Well, the last week he's been off his game, something's wrong. And instead of me not going to Joe and talk to him about it and ignoring it and saying, I'll just let him be, then I do. I would go to Joe and say, hey, Joe, hey, I noticed that you've been off track. Is there anything I can do to help, or hey, what's going on?
Nice. Let's recap a little bit and tell us again what's happening with the Zoom.
So what it is, it's since we can't meet all face to face together because of the pandemic, what we've all created is an online type meeting for adults, teens, anybody involved, teachers, pretty much to the public. Anybody who wants to learn and wants to be a part of this as far as education on the subject of suicide awareness. Like I said, it's going to take place next Wednesday, 6:30 to 8, online via Zoom. I have information, email for Greg Marley at NAMI.org, along with a telephone number and extension. And as far as, you know, the online Zoom aspect of it, we'll have a link. We'll be passing out flyers. All you have to do is go on this link, and then you should be good to go.
All right. And it's totally free?
Totally free.
And who are your partners?
My partners, let's see, I got a whole band of them. but I'll only name a couple just for sake of time. Maine Suicide Prevention, NAMI, Calus, Baileyville School, Aroostook Mental Health, Calus City Council, Calus Police Department, Baileyville Town Council, and Calus Duncan.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add?
I feel that together it's something that we all need, and I feel that it's going to make us stronger in the end. And the more people that know about this, the more people will be able to help impact and save lives.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lupe. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye. And that was John Cowell of Duncan and Callis talking about suicide prevention and the Zoom conference coming up. You're listening to Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.